The Hound of Death and Other Stories by Agatha Christie. Read by Christopher Lee. It was from William P. Ryan, American newspaper correspondent, that I first heard of the affair. I was dining with him in London on the eve of his return to New York, and happened to mention that on the morrow I was going down to Falbridge. He looked up and said sharply, "Falbridge, Cornwall?" Now, only about one person in 1,000 knows that there is a Falbridge in Cornwall. They always take it for granted that the Falbridge, Hampshire, is meant. So Ryan's knowledge aroused my curiosity. "Yes," I said. "Do you know it?" He merely replied that he was darned. He then asked if I happened to know a house called Trearne down there. My interest increased. "Very well indeed. In fact, it's to Trearne I'm going. It's my sister's house." "Well," said William P. Ryan, "if that doesn't beat the band." I suggested that he should cease making cryptic remarks and explain himself. "Well," he said, "to do that I shall have to go back to an experience of mine at the beginning of the war." I sighed. The events which I am relating to took place in 1921. To be reminded of the war was the last thing any man wanted. We were, thank God, beginning to forget. Besides, William P. Ryan on his war experiences was apt, as I knew, to be unbelievably long-winded. But there was no stopping him now. "At the start of the war, as I dare say you know, I was in Belgium for my paper, moving about some. Well, there's a little village, I'll call it X, a one-horse place if there ever was one, but there's quite a big convent there. Nuns in white, what do you call them? I don't know the name of the order. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Well, this little burg was right in the way of the..."